Hollywood, Colgate Tooth Powder presents the Mel Blanc Show, written by Mac Benoff with Mary Jane Croft, Joe Kearns, Hans Conried, the sportsman, Victor Miller and his orchestra, and starring the creator of the voice of Bugs Bunny.
What's up, Doc?
Yes, Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and teeth that sparkle brings you the Mel Blanc Show with Mel playing his new character, Zookie.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hi.
And starring himself in person, Mel Blanc.
Hi, folks. Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga.
All over the country, business firms, preparatory to filing their tax statements, are making their estimates of earnings for the fiscal year. In New York, insurance executive William Lenehan checks his statement.
Income, $157,000. Expenditures, $122,000. Net, $35,000. Everything checks. I'm heading for Florida.
And in Los Angeles, Oliver B. Schwab, prominent attorney, checks his statement.
Income, $400,000. Expenditures, $300,000. Net, $100,000. Everything checks. I'm heading for Palm Springs.
And in Mel Blanc's little town, Mel Blanc, fix-it shop proprietor, checks his statement.
Income? Liabilities? Profit for the year? Everything checks. I'm heading for bankruptcy.
And as soon as Mel's bank checked his statement, they agreed with him. So today, on his birthday, Mel Blanc received this letter.
And in order to satisfy your creditors, we shall be forced to sell your fix-it shop at public auction. Signed, Roger P. Grimes, president. Gosh, auctioning off my fix-it shop today. I bet they wouldn't do it if they knew it was my birthday. Let's see what else it says in the letter. P.S. Happy birthday. Today it's my birthday. Tomorrow it's Lincoln's. Now I know what they meant when they wrote that song. What a difference a day makes. Here comes Betty. She'll have a kind word for me.
Hello, Mel. I heard the news about the auction.
Yeah. Isn't it terrible?
Oh, darling, don't worry. Plan. After all, the auction, you might be able to buy back some of your stuff.
With what, $1.80? The fixtures alone are worth a dollar. Nerve of that bank foreclosing.
Well, it's your own fault for letting the place run down. Look at the way everything's scattered around.
I know exactly where everything is.
Oh, yes. Suppose I said to you, where's the can of red paint? What would you say?
You're sitting on it.
What?
Well, don't worry, the lid's on. Gosh, to think that my fix-it shop is being auctioned off on this day of all days.
Well, what's today?
Betty, you mean to say you don't know what day this is?
Why?
Well, what does this remind you of? La 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 to you. La 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 to you. La 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 Mel Blanc. La 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 to you.
I know.
What?
It's a rainy night in Rio.
No, they grow an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Fine thing.
Oh, hello, Betty. Hello, Mel.
Hello.
I understand they're auctioning off your fix-it shop today, Mel. Well, you may be out in the street. Down and out, but nothing to eat.
Please. Mr. Colby, don't be so unhappy.
Oh, Mel. What if you are a flop? So you don't make money. What's the difference? You can't take it with you.
Yeah, but I'd sure like to see some of it before I go.
Well, it takes time to be successful, Mel. Why, when I first opened my supermarket years ago, I lived on practically nothing. I bought a suit for $6. What do you think of that?
It still looks good on you. I mean...
Mel Blanc, I have no sympathy for you. I've worked hard and made a name for myself. Why, do you know what people call me?
Please, Mr. Colby, not in front of Betty.
Why, you... I've had enough. Come on, Betty. Goodbye, Mel.
Goodbye, Mel.
How do you like that? My own girl walks out on me. Her father calls me a moron. They take away my fix-it shop. And all this on my birthday. They can't do this to me. I'm a citizen. I owe taxes. Boy,
Boy, they'd be sorry if I were dead. They'd say, gosh, we all forgot Mel on his birthday. We were mean to him. We didn't love him. I know what I'll do. I'll hang myself on the tree on Colby's lawn. No, I better not do that. Mr. Colby doesn't like me hanging around his house. If I were dead, oh, how sorry they'd be. Say, I got a great idea. I know what to do. Where's my assistant, Zuki? Zuki! Zuki! Okay, Zuki, start yelling now.
Help! 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 It's Mel Blanc. He jumped in the river.
Mel Blanc. Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc?
Yeah.
Who's he?
Well, he's the nicest guy. He's the sweetest. He's the most wonderful. He's a jerk.
Why did he do it?
Well, his girl walked out on him. You see, her father hated him. They foreclosed his business. And nobody remembers his birthday. No reason at all.
How do you know all this?
Well, he told me he was going to jump off a 10-story building.
Oh, that's impossible. The tallest building in this town is only 5 stories.
Yeah, I know. He was going to jump off twice. Gee, ain't it awful? Look. There's Mel's hat floating on the water.
What a tragedy. Probably my size, too.
Well, I'm going home now. Hang the flag out the window.
Hey, you're going to do that for Mel?
No, tomorrow's Lincoln's birthday.
Oh, say, that's right. I got to do it, too.
Come on.
Oh, okay, Mel. They're all gone now.
How do you like that? No sympathy at all. All I think about is Lincoln. Forgot all about me. I'll show this town. By the time I'm through, I'll be such a big man, Lincoln will be hanging a flag out for me. Okay, town, just wait and see.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. It cleans your teeth, makes breath so sweet. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Want teeth that sparkle and dazzle? A breath that's fresh and sweet? Then try Colgate tooth powder, for the new all-purpose Colgate tooth powder cleans your teeth and sweetens your breath. Yes, this new all-purpose tooth powder produces an amazingly rich, active foam that's marvelously effective. Every time you brush your teeth with this new all-purpose Colgate tooth powder, your whole mouth feels clean, sweet, fresh. Your teeth regain their natural sparkle. It's been proved in 7 cases out of 10 that Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. And as for cleaning, you can depend on Colgate tooth powder revealing the natural brilliance of your teeth, giving them that pearly, polished feeling. Yes, Colgate tooth powder, the new all-purpose tooth powder, does everything you can expect or ask of a dentifrice, and does it beautifully. Try Colgate tooth powder today for teeth that sparkle and a breath that's sweet.
Use Colgate tooth powder!
Well, folks, it looks like this is the end.
Don't tune out, folks. This is only the beginning.
Nobody remembered Mel on his birthday. And the bank is auctioning off his fix-it shop today. So Mel jumped into the river.
Is he kidding? I can't stand cold water.
So for Colgate tooth powder, I want to say goodbye.
Hello. Well, so far, my plan's working. Everybody thinks I jumped into the river. I'll turn on the radio and see if they're saying anything about it.
Ah, there's good news tonight.
Wrong station. I'll try another one.
Friends, a terrible tragedy has overtaken us.
Oh, that's more like it.
A great tragedy. The entire nation is prostrate. And as we all sit and worry, we wonder, will Dick Tracy get away from influence?
Oh, a fine thing. I'll take these different disguises and go out and talk with my friends. I'll see how sorry they are.
Oh, there's Mr. Colby. He's probably getting here early for the auction.
Oh, pardon me, friend. May I trouble you for a match? Hutman, who do you think I am, Santa Claus? I'm looking for Mel Blank. Well, if you're looking for that idiot, he's not around. He drowned himself this afternoon.
Oh, too bad. His uncle died, and I came to bring him the legacy. 18 million pounds, 14 guineas, 12 shillings, 4 crowns, 6 pence, high penny, half penny, hoo penny, hip penny, and a whole penny. But if he's dead, I'll have to give it to his dearest friend. Does he have such in this town?
Well, I'm his dearest friend.
But you called him an idiot.
Idiot. Well, that's an American word for friend.
Well, I'll have to go and think it over. So long, jackass.
Jackass?
Aye, that's a Scotch word for friend.
So that's the way Colby feels, huh? For $18 million, he's my friend. Who needs him? For $18 million, I can be my own friend. I wonder how the rest of the town feels. Uh-oh, here comes my girl, Betty. I'll put on this beret and test her.
Pardon me, ma chérie. I'm looking for the Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc? Oh, he just jumped in the river over there.
Oh, too bad. The girls of France, they will feel terrible to hear that. There was not a girl in France who would not give her right arm for a kiss from Mel Blanc. In fact, in the town of Marseille, all the girls are called Lefty.
Well, who are you?
I am Mel Blanc's cousin, Rue de la Blanc. I just left his aunt, Eiffel, a very tall woman. I have come from France with 10 million francs given to him by the girls of Paris for his great work.
Oh, what work?
I do not know what his work was, but all the girls say he was a great worker. But if Mel Blanc is not here, I was told to give the money to his girlfriend.
Oh, well, I'm his girlfriend.
You? Whose birthday is it today?
Oh, it's tomorrow, and it's Lincoln's birthday. Now, may I have the money?
The money you want? Go ask Lincoln. Au revoir.
Well, so that's the way my girl feels. I'm getting to wish I was in the river under that hat. Oh, here comes Mr. Cushing, my lodge president. Maybe he's got a kind word.
Hello, friend. Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga.
Well, greetings, friend. Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga.
Hey, I never saw you before. How come you know the password?
Well, I'm a member of the Jennings Junction Local Order of Benevolent Zebras. I came down to represent the lodge for Mel Blanc. Oh, terrible thing, finding his hat in the river.
Oh, you don't know what a blow it was to me.
Really?
Yeah, at first I thought that hat belonged to my wife.
Oh, aren't you sorry about Brother Blank?
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. He was a good friend of mine. May his auger rest in boo.
Must have been a terrible decision for him to make, jumping into the river.
Well, I don't know. Every morning when I have breakfast, I read a newspaper over the coffee. Sometimes the newspaper drops, and I look at my wife. My, that river looks good.
Is your wife that bad looking?
Well, I'll tell you, friend. Every morning, my wife eats cereal. Now, you know how cereals are. They jump, they crack, they pop, they snap. When my wife looks at them, they just lay there and groan. Of course, she's always trying to reduce, so she eats a lot of carrots. Carrots, carrots, carrots.
Is she losing weight?
No, but this morning when I come down to breakfast, she said, what's up, Doc? As long as she reads and I read, I'm satisfied.
She reads at breakfast, too?
Oh, yes, she does. She studies the horoscope all the time. A lot of good it does her. You see, she's born under the sign of Taurus the Bull. But she still looks like Elsie the Cow. Well, I gotta be going, Brother Zebra.
Oh, wait a second. Where are you going?
Well, I can do one of two things. I can go to the movies and see The Razor's Edge. Or I can go home and cut my throat. So long, ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo-ugga.
Ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo-ugga.
Well, didn't say a word about me disappearing. Never even missed me. Nobody misses me. It's like they never even knew I was around. I might just as well be Vice President of the United States. Well, now to get back to the fix-it shop and watch that vulture, Banker Grimes, auction off my shop.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here to auction off Mel Blanc's fix-it shop, and even though his sudden departure saddens us, let us not have that interfere with our bids, shall we?
How do you like that? What a hypocrite.
Mel Blanc was near and dear to all of us. Why, there isn't a house in this town that doesn't have a memento to remind them of Mel Blanc. A broken clock, a washing machine that doesn't work, a lamp that just stands there, darkening up some bright corner. And yet I know that if that noble figure were alive today, first thing that he would say is, deposit your money in the First National Bank.
What a lot of baloney. If he'd only give somebody else a chance to speak.
Well, before we start the auction, is there someone here who would like to say a few kind words in behalf of Mel Blanc? Any words. They don't even have to be kind.
Looks like I'll have to do it myself. I know. I'll act like I'm tipsy.
There. Just a second, buddy. I'm a friend of Blank's, and today happens to be his birthday. But everybody remembers Lincoln. Why? I don't know. Lincoln split rails. Well, my pal Mel Blanc split rails for 3 years. Got a house full of rails. And nobody remembers him. And Benjamin Franklin invented the kite. Who helped him? Blank. Robert Fulton invented a steam engine. Stole it from Blank. The Wright brothers invented the aeroplane. Who gave them the idea? A bird. That's who. But where did the bird get it from? Mel Blanc. And why wasn't Mel Blanc in on the atomic bomb? I'll tell you why. He was sick. I could go on forever. And I think I will.
Yes. Now, if you don't mind, my friend, we've got to get on with the auction. Now, the entire store goes lock, stock, and barrel, including all Mel Blanc's personal effects, belongings, and clothes. Now, what am I bid?
1 cent.
1 cent?
Why, for 2 cents?
I'm bid 2 cents. Who'll make it? Three?
Three. Pennies? Why, the least I could do is start the bidding in dollars.
A dollar is bid. Going. Do I hear more? Gone. Sold to this gentleman for $1. And what is your name, sir?
I'll tell you my name. It's Mel Blanc. So you're not even amazed, huh? Well, I found out what you all thought of me. You don't care whether I'm alive or dead. You're only interested in yourselves. You, Banker Grimes, hanging up that sign that says, here's your fix-it shop, Mel Blanc. And you, Mr. Colby, putting that plate of cold cuts and potato salad on the table. What do you think this is, a party? And you, Betty, carrying that birthday cake that says, happy birthday, Mel Blanc. Why, you don't even know it's my birthday. Happy birthday, Mel... Happy birthday, Mel Blanc!
Surprise! Surprise!
What? Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, Mel, you big sweet... I don't know what to call you, darling. What a day you gave us today.
You mean this surprise, this party is for me? You knew all the time I wasn't in the river?
Hoot, mon, yes. Oh, what a Scotchman you are.
And all the girls, they call themselves Lefty.
And I didn't fool you either. Gosh, I got a lump in my throat.
Now, remember, Mel, people think about you even though they don't show it.
That's the motto of the First National Bank.
Well, how do you feel, Mel?
Gosh, Betty, I'm speechless. There's only one thing I can say.
What's that?
This is Mel Blanc saying thanks for listening and reminding you all that this is Boy Scout Week. Tonight we want to join in saluting the 1,980,000 scouts in America and their brother scouts in 51 nations of the world. Good night, Andy.
The year, that's all, no?
This is Bud Easton reminding you that Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and teeth that sparkle brings you the Mel Blanc Show every Tuesday at this time. Be sure to join us again next Tuesday night for more fun with Mel and the people you'll meet in Mel Blanc's Fix-It Shop.
Say hello to Halo Shampoo for naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo Shampoo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. Even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather, quickly banishes loose dandruff and dirt. Halo needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo Shampoo at any cosmetic counter.
Remember, Mel Blanc every Tuesday night at this time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.